Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration, technique number 9 is called the art meditation technique. Sense objects and material desires encourage your mind's natural tendency to run outward. However, proper engagement of the senses helps internalize the mind. Scientists have proven that of all the techniques used to control and stop the oscillatory, ever-moving nature of the mind, those techniques which employ the combination of sound and sight, the ears and the eyes, are most effective way to control the chanchala nature and restless nature of the mind. I'll repeat that. The sense objects of sound and sight, the ears and the eyes, have the greatest power to capture the attention and still the thought waves. For example, a hypnotist subdues his subject's mind by capturing his gaze, by slowly swinging a watch in front of him, which is the eyes, the sight, while simultaneously the hypnotist is speaking in a very rhythmic, monotonous, slow way. So by employing sight and sound, the hypnotist puts his subject in a trance. And Krishna Lila, Madhu Mangal, does the same thing. Every morning when he eats breakfast in Nandagram with Krishna and all the gopas, pointing toward the window, Madhu Mangal blurts out, "Hey boys, look, look at that silly monkey hanging upside down on the kadamba tree." After he captures everyone's attention with his sound and sights, then Madhu Mangal quickly steals all the sweets from his neighbor's plates. The following concentration technique, art meditation technique, combines sound and sight to perfectly control the mind and engage the mind in serving Krishna. This is a science. It's been proven by psychologists and scientists all around the world of our five senses, eyes, nose, mouth, ears, the most powerful senses that can control and affect and influence the mind are the eyes and ears. So sit down and chant Krishna's transcendental names. Just start chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. While chanting and listening to the transcendental sound of Krishna's name with great concentration and feelings of humility, submission, and devotion, start gazing steadily at a picture of Krishna, a painting, a photo, a deity photo, or your own Thakurjis, or your favorite Thakurjis in Vrindavan, or anywhere. Gaze steadily without thinking or looking anywhere. Concentrate on hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. Continually gaze with great concentration and absorption on the painting or a photo of Radha and Krishna. Gaze steadily for 5 minutes. Then close your eyes. Fix your attention and inner gaze on the Ajna Chakra, which is the eighth technique of meditation. And then internally, in that place between your eyebrows, try to visualize the picture of Radha and Krishna that you just looked at for 5 minutes while chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. While internally visualizing and meditating upon this picture or painting of Radha and Krishna, move your mind over the various limbs of Radha and Krishna, beginning with their beautiful sweet smiles and mukuts and crowns and their hair and their entire forms and decorations and ornaments from head to toe. Try to visualize Krishna's lotus feet in your mind, then gradually rise up his transcendental body to his legs, knees, thighs, his silk dhoti, his belly, his chest, his pearl necklaces and garlands, Kaustubha mani, his neck, Krishna's face and eyes, and Krishna's flute and beautiful smile, and Krishna's hair, turban and turban ornaments, and peacock feathers. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Then repeat your visualization, going back down the painting, beginning with Krishna's head and moving down to his lotus feet with your eyes closed and internally remembering Krishna and Radha and Krishna's form from that painting that you previously looked at, and continuing to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. If while closing your eyes and meditating on this art meditation technique, the mental picture of Radha and Krishna fades and you can't see them or you lose connection in your mind, then simply relax, open your eyes, and gaze at their picture again. Repeat the process of internal visualization 5 or 6 times. However, do not be disturbed if in the beginning you cannot keep the photo or painting of Radha and Krishna in your mind. By vigorous and regular steady practice of this art meditation technique and practice of visualization within your mind, you will attain success. We guarantee that within a few months of practicing this art meditation technique, you will be able to clearly visualize Radha and Krishna smiling within your mind while you're chanting Hare Krishna Japa with full heart. Basically, all of these different techniques we've been discussing, the art meditation technique, the chakra meditation technique, and then the concentration principle, these are all basically techniques to improve our concentration and taste and japa. When you develop and strengthen your power of concentration, you can make rapid spiritual advancement and quickly attain taste and chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But to have this concentration of mind, you must always be cheerful and peaceful by cultivating friendship with your equal devotees and respect for the seniors and compassion for your juniors and indifference towards the atheists and non-interested people. You can easily destroy the enemies within your mind, the enemies of envy, hatred, and aversion, and become happy and serene. Admittedly, it's not easy to control the mind and concentrate, and that's why we have given all these various techniques. But Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita that the mind can be controlled your mind can definitely be controlled and concentrated and fixed. How? Krishna says, by constant practice, yoga abhyas, yoga abhyasena. By regular practice and cultivation of these various concentration techniques and meditation techniques, you will come to the platform of being able to fully concentrate on Krishna's sweet names, and you'll be able to remember Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Your mind and your memory are something like internal muscles. The more you use your mind and memory in spiritual ways and meditation and chanting japa, the stronger your mind and memory will become. Srila Prabhupada confirms that your memory power can improve with practice. This is from a room conversation in 1968, November 25th. Your memory may be poor, said Prabhupada, but if you cultivate something and you practice and practice visualizing, your memory will improve and increase. You will not become expert in one day, but by practice and by cultivation. Similarly, if you try to remember Radha and Krishna, then eventually your memory will help you to remember. It is not difficult. Sometimes when you sit down for japa meditation, all kinds of nonsensical thoughts will manifest to disturb your mind. An astonishing parade of old memories, your past enjoyments, future plans and schemes, and tasty scenarios will bubble up from your subconscious to spin your mind in a whirlwind of distraction from your japa. Thoughts and people, desires and things will gush out in a continuous, unending stream from your subconscious reservoir. At times like this, you must throw out all these material thoughts and impulses, just like you would uproot weeds from your garden. You should fill the garden of your mind divine thoughts of Krishna's eternal service and memories of his splendid form and beautiful, unlimited, ecstatic, transcendental pastimes. Thus concludes a small reminder about concentration, and we conclude our technique number 9, art meditation technique, at this point. Hare Krishna.